45 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Brian.
Well, things mostly lower yesterday. What are we seeing so far on this Thursday?
Yeah, they were mostly lower yesterday, seeing pressure Tuesday and Wednesday both. But this morning, we're a lightly mixed. The beans are still under pressure, but the corn's trying to come back along with the wheat. Corn market today is really focused on what WASDE comes out with at 11 o'clock this morning, looking for a little bit decline in the U.S. ending stocks of corn, increase in the world stocks. The big question is going to be what the size of the Argentine and Brazilian corn crops are, and not a lot of consensus there. On the corn side of things, Brian, the May corn at 372 and three quarters is up a half, and the D's up a quarter at 393. On the bean side of things, we're still lower on the day with the May beans down 3 3/4 at 1018 with a new crop November at 1007, down 3 1/4 cents. May beans did take a look under $10.17, which was the last little low, and seemed to bounce back off that. Again, we're going to be watching the Brazilian and Argentine bean crops. My expectations are that the both are going to be ratcheted up, even with the beans in Brazil probably up in the 105.5 to 106.5 million metric tons. Last report came in by USDA at 104. So this would be a sizable increase, but certainly not as large as some of the privates are up in the 108 to 110 million metric ton crop size for Brazil. On the wheat, we're trying to rally a little bit, I think, on some dry weather concerns, and the drought monitor did show an increase in that Oklahoma, western Kansas drought. Also back in the heavier drought conditions is Georgia. But interestingly, California is completely out of the picture, except for a little bit of modest drought in the south. CONAB came out this morning with a Brazilian bean crop, again, expected higher, and it came in with 2 million metric ton increase. Noteworthy there was they mentioned that Mato Grosso's bean crop had probably deteriorated over the last month, but the others, Paraná, Rio Grande do Sul, in the southeast, excuse me, the Northeast, would more than make up for that. We saw big export sales in the meal on the weekly report, which was a kind of surprise to me, and Japan bought some corn overnight. The wheat market's up about 2 cents this morning. Not much going on there. Outside markets, I think, is extremely noteworthy that the crude oil is down under $50 a barrel in the nearby crude. A red-hot cattle market, big cash movement yesterday late in the session, with packers calling forward some cash already. April cattle, 90 cents higher at 116.87. The April feeders up $1.15 at 123.92. The hog market's trying to hold on to steady prices for right now. That cash does look a little firmer with a big Saturday kill expected. Watch this market, 11 o'clock, so when USDA comes out with their estimates, the market's really poised for some bigger numbers. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much for that update, Ellen. We appreciate it. It's 9 o'clock and 45 degrees in your forecast today. Increasing clouds and a high of 60 degrees. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Those will shift to the northwest this afternoon. Decreasing clouds tonight. A slight chance of a shower this evening. Colder temperatures with a low of 26 degrees. Sunny and colder for the day tomorrow. A high of 36 degrees with northwest winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. All the way down to 18 for the low tomorrow night. And then for Saturday, cloudy skies, a chance of light snow before noon, the high 32. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 901.